asking. Well, if you really wanna know a little more about me, well, there's some place we need to go. If we follow this highway out of this city, girl, you're gonna find out a lot about me. Look into my heartland. If you wanna know who I am, if you really wanna see what I'm made of, if you really wanna know me, girl, look into my heartland. If you wanna see the stars shine,
if you wanna see the stars shine
like never before,
like never before,
get high on moonshine,
get high on moonshine,
and buy a piece of land along the river shore.
Ooh.
We can wake up to the southern sun. I just wanna show you where I'm from. Look into my heartland. If you wanna know who I am. Oh baby, if you really wanna see what I'm made of, you really wanna know me, girl, look into my heartland. Oh baby, drive me crazy. So maybe, well, something real is about to start, and you just have to look at my heartland. Take a look at my heart, baby. Into the heartland. Well, girl, I got some big plans. Yeah. Well, if you really wanna see what I'm made of, you really wanna know me, girl, look into my heartland. Oh, baby.
Heartland.
Well, if you're looking for real love, baby. If you wanna see who I am, look into my heart, let
What can you tell me about your 2019 single, Heartland?
Yeah, so that song is one that I wrote with CRISPR Gaffney, and he used to manage Mackenzie Porter. He and I worked together quite closely for a number of years. And we sat down and just wanted to write, you know, a heartfelt song. And this one is really just about going back to the place that you grew up with the person you love. And in doing that, you're showing her or him who you are based on where you came from. So it's that's really what the song is about. And I had, you know, I had some big plans for the video for this, because I wanted to go back home. And it just, for, you know, just the timing and everything didn't really work out for the song. So unfortunately, we never got to do the video for it. But it still is a very special song to me. And I still, it's one of my favorites.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing live?
That's a very good question. Because they, you know, like, it's all a little bit different, you know, it's a different feeling for each. I would say probably when I'm writing, if I'm in a good writing mood, and like I mentioned yesterday, I had, you know, all these feelings coming and all these lines just kept coming over and over and over. So, you know, I find if I sit down and I take the time to write something, you know, I feel proud and I'm excited for it. I think that's when I feel most in my element is the writing part.
You've performed extensively across the country, hitting up lots of great festivals, including Big Valley Jamboree, the Grey Cup, Calgary Stampede, lots of others. I'm sure you've made all kinds of great memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really special one for you?
Yes. The one that always comes to mind is, I can't remember the year, unfortunately, but we played at Country Thunder, Saskatchewan. It used to be called Craven Country Jamboree. And we were playing right after Dallas Smith. And so there was about 10,000 people in the audience. And I had recently released a couple of singles at that point, which were getting quite heavy play around the area because it was in the home province. So a lot of people were excited to see us. You know, obviously they're excited to see Dallas Smith. So it wasn't a hard act to follow, that's for sure. So yeah, and everybody just loved it. It was such a great time. And I remember feeling, you know, this is what I want to do. This is amazing. Like, and I've always sort of chased that feeling again of what it was like that specific night. It just felt like all the stars were aligning. It was quite amazing.
You've received a number of Saskatchewan Country Music Association awards and nominations and performed at iconic venues and even had a billboard erected in your honor in your hometown of Kipling, which is pretty crazy. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
That's another tough one because, I mean, I'm always so, you know, you're humbled to be nominated. And to win awards, and that just means your peers are, you know, they believe in you and they respect what you're doing. You know, the awards and the nominations always mean a lot. The sign in Kipling, that I always feel very undeserving of that for some reason. I'm not sure why. But when they asked me if I would be okay with it, you know, I got that email and I was so choked up. I couldn't believe that they would even want to do that. Mm-hmm. So it was such a nice gesture. And oh boy, that's so tough. You know, like I'll say I never aspired to have a sign in my hometown. You know, so, but I always aspired, you know, to potentially, you know, play certain shows and win awards, you know, and get some recognition for the hard work that I've done through the years, because it's not easy. It's not an easy industry. I was surprised I was surprised for the sign. I was surprised for the awards. And I'll say, you know, those awards, they were pretty special to me that time because I had no clue, and I'd been nominated a number of times. So I was, you know, that year, I'm quite sure I was sort of setting myself up for another disappointing year as far as winning awards. And then I ended up winning two that year. So, you know, I was taken off guard, and I was, I'm pretty, you know, emotional kind of guy. So I got choked up in my speech. It just meant so much to me to, after so many years of nominations and playing, to get some recognition from my peers. So I guess saying all that, I'll have to say the awards.
Well, you have a lot to be proud of.
Oh, thank you.
I know it's been difficult to make plans during this whole pandemic situation. Hopefully things will start to open back up a little more now. What's on the horizon musically for you over the next few months?
Well, I think a little bit more writing, of course. I wish I'd done more since March, since everything kind of got shut down, but it was such an odd time. I just wasn't in the right headspace for it. So hoping to write more. I'd like to release another single, hopefully in a few months, and potentially I have enough singles that I released that I could probably put out pretty much a full length album with, you know, with a couple of singles or songs that I haven't released but are recorded. So I think that would be in the works. And then it's just, say, if things open up for 2021, then just a little bit more, you know, strategizing, hopefully doing some tours. It's really tough in some ways to, you know, be promoting a radio single like I am right now and not being able to go and visit people and shake the hands and go into the stations. But, you know, we're all in this together, and this is exactly how it is for everybody else. So, you know, so I'm okay with being able to call in or doing video meetings and things like that.
Where can we find you online in the meantime to keep track of new releases and future tour dates or streaming performances?
Well, it's online. It's www.alecrunions.com. And on the website at the top right-hand corner, it's all my links to my Instagram and Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. I think that's pretty much covers all of them. So, but it's all right there. And I believe some links as well to Spotify and Apple Music. So yeah, it's all there. I hope everybody goes and joins me online and says hi and get to know everybody.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, FM Dial. What can you tell me about that one?
So that song is another outside song. And I mean that I didn't write that song. And so these two last two songs, FM Dial and Take It Out on Me, are two songs that I didn't write. This song got pitched to me as well. It wasn't received as great just by my team as, say, Take It Out on Me was. I loved the song instantly as well. I just thought it was such a cool song, a good driving song, and a great song for the summer. And it fit with the rest of my repertoire. So, and what I love about this song is it's really just about two people who don't want the night to end. And I think that's just so relatable. Everything is going perfect and you could just drive all night. And I think that song, it just fits right in like that. I think it's perfect.
I do too. And I love the new single. Alex, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks, May. I appreciate it very much.
There's a flashing red light standing between saying goodnight and saying I'm up for anything. We could take a ride and I could take you back home, or we can turn this night around. There's a magic in the moonlight tonight in Tennessee, a freedom in your blue eyes like I've never seen. What more could you want?